parsha, different parshios of Shabbos, the different dimensions that they contribute towards the rich, you know, Shabbos. We started the year again with this idea of the multiple parshios and the dimensions they add, and you can really see as you pursue the psukim the different emphases and the different themes that come together, each of which in its own right is like a powerful idea. And you know, Shabbos could have been one-dimensional or two-dimensional, but as we integrate the various themes with each other, the richness of Shabbos is really something that is geometrically, increases. And as we discussed, since Shabbos is so paradigmatic, certainly it's the foundation of Kedushas Hazman. My belief is that the Torah takes these broad institutions and reflects certain themes in a recurrent way, broad themes in a recurrent way, by means of these broad institutions, whether it's Kedushas Hazman, Kedushas Hamakom, Kedushas HaKarbonos, personalities, people like the Abbos, and you have recurring presentation of the interaction of different themes and values in a very diffused way. But sometimes each particular method or process emphasize things in a different way. So the fact that Shabbos is so multiple and enriching, and it's the source of Kedushas Hazman, and it's also the first time that the Torah speaks about Kedusha, and as we discussed, Bracha and Kedusha as a combination, is surely paradigmatic as well. Anyways, what we were specifically speaking about was the Parsha of the Asaras Adibros, the first one, Yisro, and the theme of Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, that particular Pasuk is what we were in the middle of. And we spoke about some of the different explanations of Zochar, some of the different explanations of Lekadsho, and also the ambition of putting those together, Zochar Lekadsho. Not all of the Mefarshim think that it's really Zochar Lekadsho, but some of the Rishonim, particularly the Ramban, and we talked about Rabbeinu B'chai having an expansion, but really Be'ikar being the Ramban, highlight this idea of Zochar Lekadsho. And it's important to understand what these themes really are, per se, as a way of understanding what happens in Kiddush better, because Zohar is also the source of Kiddush. We'll talk about Kiddush and Havdalah at some point as well. And particularly, I think there's a lot of rich material in the Ramban. But I want to zero in today, today's also Rosh Chodesh, on the idea of Zohar Lekadsho that we finished off with last week. I suggested that maybe the idea behind Zohar Lekadsho, and I think the Ramban certainly zeroes in on this notion, is the idea that even though Shabbos is kavu v'kaima misheishes yimei bereishis, and this is something that we talked about, but it doesn't just happen to be so, but according to the way that we were analyzing the concept of Kedusha, Kedusha includes Nitzchius itself, it almost had to be kavu v'kaima. It is intrinsic and it's permanent, and so on. And it's zeichel l'maisa bereishis. So one would have thought that that concept, and especially the contrast between the Kadesh HaShabbos, as we know, because it's Kavu V'Kaima, as the Gemara says in Beitzan, Eiruvin, etc., and the Kadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim, which is what we associate with the other Moadim by virtue of Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, that one would have thought that these would be completely mutually exclusive ideas, that, let's say, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, or that aspect of Shabbos and Moed, would really be in one respect irreconcilable, or two completely different poles. After all, the Torah begins with Bereishis and Shabbos in a way. The first day, first full day of man, as we discussed, is Shabbos, and the alternative beginning of the Torah, as we know, was Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, was Kiddush HaChodesh. And even in the Parsha in Emor, where we have the combination of Shabbos and Moed, as we've discussed, so the Ramban in particular is very sensitive, and again, the Ramban's and all these things, putting them all together is an extremely enriching thing to do as well. The Ramban in particular is sensitive that even as Shabbos and Moadim are being thrust together, and the Ramban is sensitive to this problem as Chazal were, but has his own perspectives about it, as we discussed, but even then, the Torah is subtly accentuating the difference. Radasha Tikro Sam Mikroi Kodesh. The Ramban zeroes in on the fact that, you know, Shabbos is Kavu of a Kaima, and that Yom Tov is not. And therefore one would think that one thing that you're not going to find in Shabbos is anything which is inconsistent with this distinction. Meaning anything having to do with the Moadim and with HaChodesh is going to be very human rooted, right? Mekadesh Yisrael, and anything related to Shabbos is going to keep emphasizing Mekadesh HaShabbos, Shabbos LaShem, the Kvius V'Kaima, the permanence and the, you know, intractability of Shabbos. Shabbos is not something which is in human hands whatsoever. However, the fact is that one of the reasons why Shabbos is in Parshas HaMoadim, as we also discussed, is because Shabbos Ikri Moed and Moed Ikri Shabbos. So one perspective is that just refers to the common denominator between them, whether it's, you know, the Isur Malacha that we've been talking about, the concept of Mikra Kodesh and Kedusha. But one can perhaps make the suggestion that in addition to that, by using this phraseology, Shabbos Ikri Moed, Moed Ikri Shabbos, what we're also trying to say is that while the primary theme of Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaima, and the primary theme of Yom Tov and Moed is, you know, HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, part of Moed Ikri Shabbos is the fact that even Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim, right, are not, you know, absolutely flexible. There's a limitation of flexibility, and that isn't just a coincidence either. That's because there's an element of Kavua V'Kaima there too, within reason. It's not the primary theme. There's a Shabbos aspect, you know, to Chodesh. And, more importantly for our purposes right now, there is an element of Klal Yisrael's acknowledgement and recognition of Shabbos, which actually is Mosif to Kedushas Shabbos as well. In that sense, Shabbos Ikri Moed, and is in Parshas HaMoadim, right, for that component of it as well. And I think it's expressed in a bunch of different things, and that I want to expand on more fully. Firstly, the very idea that you know, of what we talked about, you know, in the very beginning of these shiurim, both the shiurim on the Gemara and the shiurim on Monday, right, in discussing the parsha in Bereishis, the idea that you know, Klal Yisrael is the ben zug, if you will, of Shabbos, idea that we find in the Medrash, and which the Ramban in particular gives great credence to in Bereishis and throughout as a leitmotif in his discussions of Shabbos. The question is, what does that mean exactly? In the Rambam's worldview, again, as we discussed, you know, Shabbos is not important so much as a theological or a philosophical truth, which is for Rashi and Chulin, as we talked, and it is for the Ramban throughout as well. But it's because O.C. Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael Li'ola. It's about the relationship with Klal Yisrael. It's about being, of having a mitzuvim. The Ramban, in his way, by emphasizing this Ben Zug idea frequently, is also telling us that Shabbos is for Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is connected to Klal Yisrael. Not in the same way, certainly, V'chodesh Hazeh Lachem, where Klal Yisrael, you know, really creates Kedushas Hazman and the Moadim and the Chodesh, but in the sense that, you know, had there not been this audience, without the audience of Klal Yisrael, Shabbos, you know, is a diminished Shabbos, if not no Shabbos. Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch, in his Parish on the Siddur, when he talks about in the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos, has a couple of lines where he basically says, quoting some Chazals, I believe, I have to find it, that if there was not a Klal Yisrael, again, we know the idea of, you know, what would happen if, you know, if Klal Yisrael, you know, were Shomer Shabbos, you know, two Shabbosos in a row. And what would happen if Klal Yisrael completely ignored Shabbos? Would that diminish, you know, Shabbos itself? That idea, that Yisod, the fact that Shabbos is dependent upon the Ben Zug of Klal Yisrael, is a very fascinating notion. So I think that's one aspect of it. And it's expressed, according to the Ramban, in Zohar, Likadsho. The Ramban explains here. One second. Avodah Rabbeinu Od Bo Medrash Mi Milas Lekadsho. So if I'm just reading what he says here locally in Yisrael, I'll look at some of his other formulations another time. Shenekadsheu B'zikaron Ke'inyan V'kidashtem Es HaChamishim Shana Shehu Ta'un Kiddush Bezdin Lomar B'yovel Mekudash Mekudash. This is a very fascinating point. Ramban compares the requirement of Kiddush on Shabbos, which is a Din D'oraisa according to the Ramban, not the Yayin part, that's a big machlokes Rishonim, whether Kiddush is Doraisa, whether Yayin is Doraisa. The Ramban takes the view the Yayin is Drabanan, but the Kiddush is Doraisa. And he compares it to Mekudash Mekudash of Kiddush Bezdin B'Yovel. But then he goes further and compares it actually to Kiddush HaChodesh itself. Afkan Siva Shenizkar Es Yom HaShabbos B'Kadshenu Oso Mekachomer b'mechilta lekadsho kadsheu bebracha mikan omer mekadshin alayin b'knisaso ein li ala layom lalayla minayin tamalamer shmartem es haShabbos v'zeu kiddush hayom v'hu mena Torah ein asmachta v'chein omeru nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah v'zeu kiddush alayla shekolav t'unim kiddush miskadshin b'knisasam pamachas. Since it's, you know, like kiddush of Yovel or kiddush haChodesh, as we'll say in a second, it's got to be lechatchila at the beginning. And of course, it's only once, because once you establish the Kedusha, it's there. And then he adds, Kegon Kiddush HaKodesh, the Kiddush HaYovel. Avo b'yom asmachta, v'ein omer bo mekudash klal, shedayenu b'pamachas b'knisaso, v'chein al ayayin asmachta, v'ein o keva klal. Then he goes on to discuss the Gemara Psachim, and b'yom and b'layla, and so on. But this idea that the Ramban compares Kiddush on Shabbos to Kiddush on Yovel, and especially Kiddush of Kiddush HaChodesh, where it really is Koveya the day, I say, is a way, not a, I wouldn't say blurring the lines between Moed and Shabbos, but highlighting that even Shabbos, by means of Kiddush, has an element of Chodesh in it. And the example that I gave last time, which the Rav used to give, which is the concept of Rabbi Yaakov, that Kedushas Bechor is Kodesh Mirechem, and yet it's Mitzvah Lakdisho. From the world of Kodshim, you see that there is such a notion where something is already Kadosh, and yet the expression or acknowledgement of it by the Yisrael in question, right, adds a dimension of Kedusha, is kind of what you have here, here in the context of Shabbos. So I always thought, again, that there are two perspectives to explain this relationship between Shabbos and Moadim, and Shabbos and Chodesh. One is, and I think this is the dominant one, by means of the contrast, as we discussed. And the other is by virtue of the fact that there is an overlap, albeit in different proportions. Shabbos Ikri Moed, and Moed Ikri Shabbos. It's for that reason that when you have, according to some Mefarshim, when you have an integration of the two, when you have a Shabbos, you know, which is also Rosh Chodesh, right, that you can get all sorts of, again, according to most Mefarshim, and the, you know, a default logical position, right, you should never have anything more than the, you know, than having to address, you know, the you know, each one separately. In other words, the fact that it's a Rosh Chodesh and it's Shabbos is not a reason to be Mekel on Dinei Rosh Chodesh, and it's not a reason to be Mekel on Dinei Shabbos, nor is it a reason to be Machmir on each one or either one, unless, you know, technically and coincidentally there happens to be some sort of clash between the Shabbos component and the Chodesh component, right? So that clash obviously would have to be contended with. But we do find, at least according to some Mefarshim, that the combination of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh really generates, you know, kind of its own status. and elevates, you know, in some respects, you know, both, especially obviously the Rosh Chodesh parts. I always like to highlight it by a couple of things, and again, it's for another time to go into details, but I think it's a really interesting topic. You know, the Machlokas HaRishonim, you know, if you forget Yalav Yabo, on Rosh Chodesh, generally, the Gemara says in Brachos, there's no Chiyuv Suda of Pas, at least, on Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, therefore, if you omit Yalav Yabo in the benching, you know, you're not Chozer. However, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that's a Machlokas HaRishonim. In the Shulchan Aruch, they paskin that, mostly, that you're not Chozer. But even then, in terms of, let's say you forget Ritzeh or Yalav Yabo, and you have to add Haskara later in the benching, there seem to be echoes of this idea that you would treat Shabbos Rosh Chodesh differently than you would treat Rosh Chodesh alone, even in terms of the Haskara of Rosh Chodesh. And the question is why? And it could just be attributed to the fact that we're dealing with a Sudas Chova, and is it, we don't care why it's a Sudas Chova, as long as you're dealing with Sudas Chova, let's say all the Haskaros have to be Meduyak. That would be one explanation, and that has nothing, again, to do with the combination of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh per se. It would just be a result of the fortuitous, or maybe not fortuitous, fact that, you know, this particular Rosh Chodesh meal happens to be a Sudas Chova, albeit for a totally different reason. But I always thought that much more attractive or compelling explanation is the idea that there's something called Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and that the combination of the two is a chalos. I always try to say jokingly, you know, whether the Dvar Torah that you say or the Zmiros that you sing at that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh meal have to reflect the combination, you know, is, I think, you know, one question. But the point is that the Yalav Yavo / Ritzeh combination is a highlight of that. And I think it's expressed also in Tefillah, particularly in the details of Ata Yitzartha, which some of the Achronim, the Aruch HaShulchan has a very famous comment about this, you know, note that seems like in the case of, let's say, you know, Yalav Yavo being Ma'akev, you know, in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you're talking about an addition. And again, I'm trying to suggest, because the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh meal, there is such a chalos. In the case of Ati Yitzarta, you have the opposite phenomenon, but for the same reason, possibly. Aruch HaShulchan notes, it seems like we're skipping some Shabbos themes, even as we're, you know, integrating some Rosh Chodesh things. So you want to integrate Rosh Chodesh because you want to save, you want to have a seamless tefillah or whatever, that's one thing, but how do you get away with dropping some of the ideas, some of the motifs of Shabbos? And he actually says that, you know, the Nusach of Ati Yitzarta that we have is wrong, and you have to add a couple of lines, you know, to give the integrity of Shabbos its full treatment. But again, I always thought that this is the chalos of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And, you know, whether it's the Kula or the Chumra, it creates a certain reality. Even the question of, you know, what happens, you know, a meal that you began, you know, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh that you end, you know, after the Zman, in terms of, you know, Birkas HaMazon, or whether there's a distinction between the Ritzeh and the Yalav Yavo, the idea that even if generally, like you would treat, especially in Birkas HaMazon, you know, the Yalav Yavo part differently then you would treat the Ritzeh part. Let's say one is more based on the Suda, the other is more based on the Zman, right? The idea that if it was a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh meal, you know, that somehow you would treat them the same. Again, I'm not going into details, but you can see there are some details here. Again, I think just highlights the point that according to some, again, not all poskim clearly, I'm not even saying the majority, but there are echoes of this idea, and there are more, that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a chalos, that there's something called Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Now that could be either because of the contrast only, in other words, this idea that you could have Kavua V'Kaima and Mekadesh Yisrael, you know, together, certainly they're not a stira. If they were a total stira, it wouldn't make any sense. You might have to pay lip service to each, but... Or you would undermine, one would undermine the other. It wouldn't be that one, you know, would enhance the other. The enhancement highlights that these aren't a stira, these are two important themes, and when you put them together, they're more than the sum of their parts. But I also thought that in addition, another element is that there is a much quieter, yet existing element of Mekadesh Yisrael in Shabbos, the Ben Zug of Shabbos, and Kiddush, you know, which is like Kiddush HaChodesh, according to the Ramban, especially the Ramban, who was most sensitive in Parshas Emor about continuing to make the distinction. And there is an element in Chodesh of Shabbos. In other words, it's part of the overlap and not just the contrast. Shabbos Ikri Moed, Moed Ikri Shabbos. And therefore, this idea that Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh as a Shabbos, even though it's Kavua V'Kaima, is something which becomes a theme in Shabbos as well. And I think it's expressed, we'll maybe elaborate this at another point, it's another theme that is possibly expressed through Tosefes Shabbos, right? Because that isn't part of the Kavua V'Kaima. That's up to people. And I think it's also expressed in the way that people are Makabel Shabbos in their Tosefes. There's a big Machlokas Rishonim, Bahag, and everybody gets into this. Again, well, maybe we'll discuss the details. Well, what exactly triggers Kabbalah's Shabbos? And I think that the idea that you know, there's a human element, you know, in bringing Shabbos, and that that too is part of Kedushas Shabbos, is something which explains, you know, some of these phenomena, and why, in particular, they're so important. When we talked about Shabbos being Kavua V'Kaima, and that being an element in the Hagadara of Shabbos, not just, you know, it happens to be true. So people asked me originally, you know, how does that work with two phenomena? Number one, the Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim aspect of Shabbos, and number two, the Gemara that we noted right in the beginning of our discussion of the year, you know, the idea of Mahalach B'Midbar having to create a personal Shabbos. So I think that, again, there are other ways to explain those phenomena, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim in particular. I want to speak about that, but we need to know what that means. Gemara quotes it in Arvei Psachim. The Rambam has a certain view in Mor Nebuchim, and the Ramban quotes it and has a different view in his Perush Al HaTorah. The idea that you could be Mekadesh on Shabbos Daraisa by means of Tefillah, even though it doesn't seem to emphasize the Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim component, is a big, big problem, something which in particular the Minchas Chinuch raises, says no one really talks about this. I don't understand that halacha, that you can be Mekadesh Shabbos, you know, by means of Tefillah, you know, B'di'eved, but that you fulfill the Daraisa. Where's the Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim component? So we still need to talk about exactly how that works. What exactly is the contribution of Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis? But there are obviously various ways to discuss that. In terms of the Halach B'Midbar, again, you know, you could have argued that it's a very innocuous institution, and it's really based on, you know, the idea of keeping alive the memory of Shabbos, or at least, you know, doing what you can, taking a stab at least at, you know, being memait, you know, the possibilities of Chilul Shabbos, at least percentage-wise, etc. But I think that a better, you know, perspective, both on Mahalech B'Midbar and actually Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, is dafka to see it in terms of this interface with Klal Yisrael and the idea of a personal Shabbos and Klal Yisrael's contribution more generally. So Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim I'm going to discuss right now, but obviously Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, generally speaking, as opposed to, you know, Maisa Bereishis, is often seen as the expression of a special relationship to Klal Yisrael. The Ramban's view of the relationship between Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim and Maisa Bereishis is particularly fascinating because, you know, he's the one who, in Parshas Bo and elsewhere, including Anochi Hashem Elokecha, highlights you know, the extra contribution of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, I would add. But at the same time, the Ramban here in Aseres HaDibros, when he speaks about the theological and philosophical importance of Zohar, and remembering every day that there is a Shabbos, you know, and the Chiddush of Ma'aseh Bereishis, uses language, you know, which attributes even to Zecher Ma'aseh Bereishis some of the features that he associates with Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, meaning not only Metzios Hashem, but also Chiddush and Hashkacha and even Nevuah, which is the language of the Ramban. So I'll try to discuss that maybe next time to try to show that that's the case and try to explain better how that works. So Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim and Zecher Ma'aseh Bereishis, which in the Ramban's world one would think even more than in other people's world would be two, you know, maybe mutually exclusive ideas, or at least very different ideas than they are, but are overlapped by the Ramban himself. But either way, the idea of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim certainly is more reflective of Klal Yisrael's contribution and its response, Yetziras Ha'am, again, the Benzug of Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. That's a very important concept, you know, a very important idea. And of course, it's a critical idea, specifically in Kiddush. In Kiddush, we speak about Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, in addition to Zecher Lema'aseh Bereishis. Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim is connected, you know, both with Kiddush HaChodesh and with all of the Moadim. In a sense, you know, the Parsha in Emor is very much part of the Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, you know, part of Shabbos and the Moadim. When we talk about, again, Shabbos's, you know, export to the Moadim, certainly the Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim part, as opposed to the Zecher Lema'aseh Bereishis part, is playing, you know, a particularly stronger role. So in that sense, you know, Hayom HaZeh Niyei Sala'am, all of that, the Kura Barzel, all of that, you know, establishes that this kind of mysterious component of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim in Shabbos is consistent with the concept of Kiddush and this interface of Klal Yisrael and Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. And I think that Mahalach Bamidbar, as I alluded to, works very nicely with this idea as well. After all, there are some, Mefarshim at least, who understood Mahalach Bamidbar not just as a Zecher, you know, Shelo Tishkach Torah Shabbos, and not just as doing what you can to be Mamait, you know, the real possibility of Chilul Shabbos on, to the extent that you can do that and still Kedei Chayav, survive the Midbar and get out of it, right? But understand it really as a concept of a personal Shabbos, not one to substitute, you know, for the real Shabbos. And when one has awareness of the real Shabbos, you live in civilization, the personal Shabbos becomes meaningless. Indeed, you know, the Gemara says in seventh parak that you know, Shikas Shabbos is chayiv every single Shabbos. It's not like Tinok Shenishba, because Yomim Shebein Atayim Havyon Yediyah L'Chalek. So as we've noted, while Rashi understands that pragmatically, Rashi says, oh, you can't walk around civilization and really not find out at some point, you know, what day it is, you know, for an entire week. And if you don't translate it into, you know, the fact that you, you know, miscounted the previous Shabbos or are miscounting, you know, the next Shabbos, that's your problem, but that's just kind of implicit. But other Rishonim, I think, are of the opinion that Yomim Shebein Atayim Havin Yediyah L'Chalek is a halacha. And it has to do, in my opinion, with, again, Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos, the fact that every day, or at least every week, number one, you could say, something we talked about in the beginning of the year, that every Shabbos is both part of the concept of Shabbos and a recurring theme, but every Shabbos is its own Shabbos that you're forgetting. But more than that, the point is that the constant obligation every day, or at least the days of every week, right, not to lose sight of the Shabbos, makes it a separate chogeg, even if it is practically possible for him never to find out in between. And that all has to do with you know, the respect that the Kedusha Vakayma, the fact that there is Shabbos Bereishis, and as long as you have the capability, you know, of finding out about it. It's a separate shgaga. It's a separate chalos shgaga each and every Shabbos. That's consistent with Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and so on. The Ramban points out that this Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi idea, which is a very big theme for him, both here in Drasha Rosh Hashanah, and as we know, has its roots in Shammai Hazakein. So the Ramban points out in his Perush on Yisro that we don't paskin like Shammai Hazakein. He says, but that's not because Hillel disagrees in principle. Just that Hillel had a different perspective, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, you know, a certain reliance on Hashgacha when it came to the question of providing Suda Shabbos. But the idea, the Yisod, that every day is, you know, revolves around Shabbos, and that every day, or at least, you know, the entire week, we're obligated to keep in back of our mind, you know, that there is a Shabbos because of what that provides in terms of its importance and significance. The Ramban says that's true for Hillel as well as for Shammai. It's very important to understand and to know that, given what Zeichel L'Maaseh Breishis, the Ribbono Shel Olam's creation and Bria, is all about. So what I'm trying to say is, if you live b'yishuv, anywhere where it's possible for you, know what Shabbos is, the idea that, oh, you know, like I have a backup personal Shabbos, you know, which comes out on Tuesday, is totally unacceptable and a stira in every way. However, the idea that when you are really an honest gomor, meaning you don't live in society, and it isn't just your ignorance or your distraction or your preoccupation, maybe even for a good thing, but you're just completely minutak from life, that there can be not just a shalot tishtakach Torah Shabbos, but there can really be a personal concept of Shabbos, is a huge, huge chiddush, but one which at least is accepted by the Magid Meisharim, the Beis Yosef, and the Radvatz. That's how they understood the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The things that we talked about earlier, Tosefta Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, Kiddush, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, the Parshas Emor, the Ramban's formulation of Kiddush, the Ben Zug, right, all of that, I think, highlights again this idea of being Mekadosh as a Shabbos, how Klal Yisrael are partners, albeit in a different way than Kiddush HaChodesh, in a different emphasis. The idea of a personal Shabbos that isn't even the same day, but, you know, highlights a certain, like, perspective on what it is that, you know, you should be focusing on in terms of a day for the Ribbono Shel Olam, a day, you know, for Nevuah, even if it isn't the right day, but at least something, you know. That, of course, is a much bigger Chiddush. Bichlal, I think, Echad is the other, in some respects. But that is the idea of the Magid Meisharim. Magid Meisharim says this in an interesting context, in the context of Mishpatim. It talks about the idea of Shichrur Avadim, you know, after every 7 years, Eved Ivri. So he says, I think I wrote it down here. Ki tikne Eved Ivri, ma'achar shena shmita motziyasa lama yotzi b'shana shviyas. Aval soda inyan talui b'mesh amru chazal, hamhalich b'midr v'en yodeh emasai hu Shabbos, mona shisha yamin v'shoves. V'chein le'olam, b'pnei shekol shvii hu Shabbos, ki kol asfiros Shabbosein. V'chein ha'inyan b'zeh. That's the idea of the Magid Misharim, that there is some real personal Shabbos when you're Mahalach Bamidbar and you have to create something. Again, if you were in civilization, it would be a mockery. It would probably be Asur. You can't say, I'm Shomer Shabbos, and then every Tuesday I have my personal Shabbos. That would be clearly, totally unacceptable, offensive in every way. But when it's not possible, and you're, I said, this idea of being completely disentangled, disconnected from the rest of the world, kind of practically not living in the world, that there is such Yisod. So this is the Radvaz. Advaz talks about a much more technical and practical question. Maybe we'll speak about it next time a little bit. The Advaz speaks about, you know, what happens astronomically when you live in different, like, time zones. So, well, what's the significance? They asked him, Odiacha daiti binyan ha-Shabbos ki yesh chele gadol bin ha-shochne b'mizrach l'shochne b'marav b'nimsa shemashu l'elu Shabbos havel elu chol. Obviously, that's quite a different problem. How could it be that for some people right now in the world, you know, it's Shabbos, and for other people it's not? What are we to make of that? So in the context of that, we'll be able to read it inside because some interesting Gemaras about it. So the Radvaz quotes the Gemara about Mahalach Bamidbar, and basically says that, you know, here, Ugedolim Izu Amra Mahalach Bamidbar Vleyada Masai Hu Shabbos Monavav Yamim Miyom Shata Umekadesh Shvi'i Umevarech Ba Birkas Hayom Umavdil B'Motzoi Shabbos. First of all, not so clear. The Machlokas Rishon on what exactly you do when you keep your personal Shabbos in the Midbar, and whether there are any kiyumim or they're only like, you know, isurim. So it's already a Mekadesh Shvi, Mabarech Bo Birchas Hayom. Fascinating. The Alpha P She'ena Osa B'chol Yom Ela Kadei Chaya Hani Mila B'Bnei Shu Safek Shemu Shabbos B'chol B'nei Oso Hamachuz Asher Hubo B'chol Av Yisa Shabbos Yinam Yim Shum Dimu Shabbos Or Yesh Bo Yisa Shabbos B'chol B'nei Olam She'en Chilik B'nei Shokhtin B'Ktzei HaMizrach L'Shokhtin B'Ktzei HaMarav Ela Yud Bei Shos HaPachos Limshis Hazel So Malacha B'zman Shu Shabbos L'Kol B'Komokam L'man U'midach Havu L'Kadish Shvi Mashma de l'kolecha nimtzar laso zecher l'maisa v'reishis kol chad v'chad ki asrei. It's a very fascinating idea. So we'll talk a little more about it. But it, just with this I close for today, it's just an interesting ha'ara that, again, in v'reishis, as we would expect, the Torah simply presents us with Shabbos, and Klal Yisrael not supposed to do anything at that point. And it's kibosh avas mikol malachto asher bara lukim la'asos. In the next occasion, when we speak about it in B'shalach, you know, originally the Torah describes the Shabbos as the Rabbono Shel Olam's Shabbos, right? In the context of the month. So we're told, with this I'll end. Second. Yeah, this is Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Torah says, "Vayomer Alehem." Right after they violated Shabbos, "Hu Asher Diber Hashem Shabboson Shabbos Kodesh LaHashem Machar." Es Asher Tofu Efu Es Asher Tavashlu Bashelu Es Kala Ode Fanichalem LeMishper Sadaboker. So that already, even here, right, the Shabbos is described as Shabbos LaHashem. And that's how it's described as well in the end of that parsha in Pasuk Lamed. Vayishbisu ha'am, even though here finally we have the first time when Klal Yisrael is actually Shomer Shabbos, Vayishbisu ha'am, Bayom Hashvi, Vayikru Beis Yisrael Shemo Man, etc. Vayishbisu ha'am, Bayom Hashvi, and so on. Right here too, it's called Shabbos Hashem. However, in between, in Pasuk Chavches, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Chavches, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ad Ana, one second, Me Antem L'Shmor Mitzosai V'Torosai, Re'u Ki Hashem Nasan Lachem HaShabbos, Al Kein Hu Nosein Lachem, Vayom HaShishi, Lechem Yamayim, Shu Ish Mitachtav, Al Yetz Ish Memkoma, Vayom HaShvi. This is the first time that the Torah discusses Shabbos as something that isn't just commemorated. Klal Yisrael is commemorating or acknowledging the Rabbono Shel Olam, but that it was given actually as a day to or for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. And again, I think it's also very interesting, this will certainly end, that that's in the context of Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, right, beyond Shabbos, in light of some of the things we discussed, Chumim and Hotza. That's when the Torah continues and says, "Bayish besu ha'am, bayom hashvi." That's the first Shmiras Shabbos. So the point is that part of this idea of Kiddush is the idea that Klal Yisrael, although they're the, you know, acknowledgers primarily, and on a second level the recipients of, right, they're also in some respect partners of. So we have this, you know, famous statement which became famous about Yosur Mimash Yisrael Shomer Mes HaShabbos. We'll talk about that also. You know, HaShabbos Shomeres as Yisrael. You know, but at the same time, the idea that Klal Yisrael's, you know, personal Shabbos through Tosefes, through Kiddush, through Kabbalah Shabbos, in some cases, when there's no other choice, through Mahalach Bamidbar, that somehow Klal Yisrael's acknowledgement and participation also contributes to Shabbos as the Ben Zug, that is something which emerges both from the Parshan B'Shalach and especially from the Aseret HaDibros as well. Okay, we'll stop.